Falcons land. It's once again time for Falcon Cast. John Michaels, Jay Adams, DJ Shockley. We are not a happy bunch. We are not a bunch that got a lot of sleep. Well, Shock got some sleep because he was here in Atlanta. Jay and I combined, what, about 5.5 hours sleep between the two of us right now. It's a little bit tired. It's all right. I'm going to talk some Falcon football.
You know what? I'm tired, though, because I did the Falcons post-game show on radio. So
yeah,
some of the things that I read on the text line made me really tired.
So. Yeah. There's a lot of things I got tweeted to me. I'm sure Jay got it worse because I saw his phone blowing up like a Christmas light. They were just lighting up nonstop as people were hitting us. Real quick, you can take us with you. You can subscribe again to the Falcon Cast on iTunes. Just search Falcon Cast, hit subscribe button to get each week's episode on the go. Appreciate everybody that's been tweeting us and texting us saying they enjoy the Falcon Cast. We'll continue this throughout the duration of the regular season, hopefully into the playoffs. But yesterday, and if you can tell, I think we're all in kind of a somber mood. Yesterday was the low point so far of the 2015 season for the Atlanta Falcons, a West Coast trip against a San Francisco team that, quite frankly, was pulling guys off the scrap heap, and I mean elevating guys from the practice squad, picking up players, starting a new quarterback, and unfortunately Atlanta comes home, tails tucked between their legs, 17-16, they lose, and they now sit at 6-3 on the season.
Yeah, it's I knew after that game, I'm like, well, I said a lot of things last week that certainly don't apply anymore. So I guess I've got some crow to eat. So I'll say, you know, I had said that you hadn't been outplayed coming into this game. You had just kind of, you know, shot yourself in the foot with the penalties and the turnovers. And, you know, lo and behold, you kind of solved that problem yesterday, yeah. And you still end up losing. But the fact of the matter is the Falcons got outplayed. San Francisco outplayed the Falcons yesterday. And, you know, that's one of the things that's kind of concerning because of just everything that's gone on with that football team. Yeah, we know those guys get paid too. But like you said, they're like literally pulling guys off of the waiver wire who haven't seen a football in quite a while. And, you know, it's just certainly not a high point in this season. So, you know, it's you've got a couple of weeks to think about it. I guess that's maybe good and bad, but you got a couple of weeks to get it figured out. Important second half of the year to go.
The most disheartening thing for me, I think, watching the game was you guys both mentioned it, and it was spot on for me too. Guys that I never even heard of. I didn't know this guy's name, and I'd never heard of this guy. And going through the game, you hear him talking about, okay, they just pulled this guy up from the practice squad, and it was one point in the game, this guy makes a play, and he's talking trash to Julio.
Yeah.
And they said they just pulled him up this week, or he just got signed on Sunday, or whatever it was, and he's talking junk to Julio, and it just shows you gave them that confidence.
Yep.
You gave them the feeling that they could actually be in this game, and they belong in it, and they can win. And that's the worst thing you can do, especially on the road against a team that's everybody thought was inferior to you, and you give them hope. And once you give them hope, they feel like they can play at an extra high level, and they play a little bit above and beyond sometimes their talent. And
right,
it showed, and you're spot on. You just got outplayed all around the board. You didn't make the plays that were there. I mean, the routine plays, just the last play of the game for them to get the first down. It's something you do every single play is the backside in, has to keep contained. It's just the most simplest thing you can do. That's what you do on the backside, keep contained. And you know, just things like that, the small details of the game were really what got away from you and ultimately led to the loss.
And again, you know, the tackling becomes an issue at some points. I mean, the one play that stands out to me is, you know, Babineau, who is about the surest guy on the team, has somebody wrapped up in the
backfield. Sean Drone.
Yeah, Sean Drone wrapped up in the backfield. And
but they just signed, right?
They just signed.
And, he had two more carries than the three of us combined in, like, the last 2 years.
and he breaks a big one. You know, and to go to the confidence side of things, I mean, you could see once, you know, you go on the offensive side of the ball, once Blaine Gabbert threw that touchdown pass, it was like, okay, he started to believe in
the
himself.
Light went on.
You know, you could just kind of see it unfold.
Right.
As we were going, there were a lot of 49ers that were out there playing with a lot of confidence after, you know, a pretty good start by
him. I'd even go further back in the game for Blaine Gabbert. The confidence for me when he found it was when he scrambled and hit Quint. Oh, was it Patton or
I don't even big
know.
Play.
Whatever the wide receiver was that he hit, because quite frankly, I didn't know any of the wide receivers other than Torrey Smith for the San Francisco 49ers. He scrambles out of the pocket, hits him on a crossing route. It's about a 45-yard gain, and all of a sudden, Blaine Gabbert. He looked like Blaine Gabbert back at Missouri. He was a guy that was playing with confidence. He was making throws. I mean, he got knocked a little bit cuckoo. He had to come out of the game and immediately wanted to come back in, immediately wanted to get back on the field. And you could see the guys, for whatever reason, in San Francisco rallied around him. The problem was, and we've been discussing pass rush really for about 8 weeks now, you never made Blaine Gabbert feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You never had an opportunity, other than when Philip Wheeler really knocked the heck out of him during the game, that we never muddied the waters. And all of a sudden, he gained that confidence, and he started throwing the football. And you see why the guy was a first-round pick years ago, although it hadn't panned out in the past.